You actually have been called in after people have spent money with pretenders to basement finishing and been asked to do it right a second time for a homeowner.
What have you seen? What kind of things have you seen?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we've seen anything from just really poor workmanship to, I was just showing you some pictures of, we sold a basement to a customer, and it was already finished, so we couldn't see what was covered up, so part of our job was to demo what was in place there. So our crews went out, we demoed it. I just sent you
this
guys.
This was already finished. I'm sorry.
It was already finished like 10 years ago, but it wasn't what they wanted, and it wasn't really a very well-done basement. So we went in, we tore it out. We had a brand-new plan to put in place.
Drop ceiling? Was there drop ceiling?
No, it was a drywall ceiling.
Oh, okay.
So we couldn't see anything that was going on up there. So when we pulled the ceiling down, I just sent you guys a couple of really interesting photos where they just took a sawzall. Something was in their way that they wanted. They took a sawzall. They cut the webbing out of the steel beam. The bottom.
Oh, that's not funny. Forgive me.
Chuck's grabbing his heart right now.
I can't even believe.
In two spots.
They shouldn't sell sawzalls to people like that. Seriously?
Yeah. You'll be amazed when you see those photos.
Could you imagine as a homeowner, you have that done. A couple years later, you're looking at sitting in your living room upstairs and, whoa, where's that crack come from?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and you really don't know why because your basement's finished because as a homeowner, you can't see it either.
Right. Yeah, we don't have x-ray vision. So, you know, now our homeowner, we're bringing in a structural engineer. We've got to get that situated. Some other things that they did too, you know, with their magic sawzall and cutting off micro lambs and, you know, just, it's just amazing.
This is why it's so important for people, number one, not to buy on price. Buy on price. But number two, there are too many resources out there. I can think of multiple that are here that people can go to, including the Inside Outside guys, you know, the Home Builder Association, everyone that's here. Go to them first. Go to the quality people first. Don't get your brothers, cousins, uncles, whatever, to do this stuff for you.